transmission right. Medicaid may cause you to spend it down. There, a lot of folks don't realize that there is no long-term care insurance involved in Medicare, only Medicaid. And to be involved with Medicaid, you cannot have assets of more than $2,000 normally. So it's just a lot of information. Some folks like to insure their assets so that with long-term care insurance, and the state of Alabama does have a partnership plan with these insurance companies that we deal with, where they will double your coverage if you buy it under certain categories. So there's just a lot of things. But, you know, saving your assets, keeping you from the danger zone as you get older of losing your retirement plan and folks losing their inheritances is what asset preservation is all about. And if anyone wants to give us a call, they can call us at 279-7431. That's 279-7431, of course, area code 334. Or you can go to retirewithearnest.com. There's never a fee to talk to me.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in this Friday afternoon. I know y'all stay busy over there with your free intake and initial meetings. So thank you so much. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, State Representative and future state auditor Andrew Sorrell will join us to talk about this upcoming session and what he's doing to prepare for the auditor's office and all that good stuff. We may even get a Liberty update. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Young and impatient we may be, there's no need to act foolishly.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and the First Lady in Kentucky to meet with families in view damage from storms that have resulted in the worst flooding in Kentucky's history. At least 37 people have died since last month's deluge, which dropped 8 to 10.5 inches of rain in only 48 hours. Flooding remains a threat with more thunderstorms through Thursday. Wall Street worried the Fed could hit the brakes too hard on the economy and bring on a recession. Updates this week on inflation could provide more clarity on whether the Fed will remain aggressive. The Labor Department releases its July report for consumer prices on Wednesday, followed by the July report for prices at the wholesale level on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 38 points, but the NASDAQ is down 26. This is SRN News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories. From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we start this brand new week, the trend this week will be for better than normal rain chances each day. Today and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and you know the way this works, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns will get some locally heavy downpours. Watch out for the lightning. High temperatures down a bit, 90 to 92 each day, right on through Thursday at least, with still a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss storms each day. Radar will be quite active. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Police say a woman was stabbed to death and a child raped and stabbed over the weekend. Selma Police Chief Kenta Fulford says 42-year-old Larry McWilliams faces a list of charges in the case. McWilliams is charged with stabbing 44-year-old Shonta Moultrie to death. McWilliams is also charged with raping and stabbing a young child. McWilliams was later identified as the husband of Moultrie. Montgomery police have now identified the man who was shot and killed on Zelda Road over the weekend. Police say 26-year-old Christopher Thomas was fatally shot in the 2600 block of Zelda Road just before 12:30 Saturday afternoon. No arrests have been made so far. The Montgomery police are looking for what they call an extreme person of interest in a murder investigation. Authorities want to question 47-year-old Curtis King in a murder investigation in the shooting of Enrico Coleman. That shooting happened in the 4300 block of Woodley Square on March 28th. Coleman died in April. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Summer is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today, 546-0715, or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
And here's your host, April Murray. Just in the nick of time.
The comedy.
The chaos.
The comedy, the chaos. The children are safely out of the house.
Would you kick them out?
They can't be here for my, when I do radio.
You say so.
They had to go run errands.
No, oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the short version of it.
How's an ibuprofen working out, April Marie?
Oh my gosh, so much better. Oh, right. Thank you for asking. Right. The stretching and the ibuprofen helped a lot. Andrew Sorrell, welcome to the program.
Hey, April, good to be back on. And by the way, you and I have both done radio with Baby in the Studio before, so it is possible.
Yes.
I've seen it before, too.
It's true. Liberty has joined us before. She's precious. How's she doing?
She is recovering from COVID. She had COVID about 2 weeks ago. My wife and I both had it. So whole family just is just now getting over it. I know you'd reached out to me to come on last week, and I didn't feel up to it, but glad to be back out in the workforce this week and back on the radio.
Well, I was a little worried, but I did not. I said you were under the weather, but I didn't say what it was. Did you get a bad case of COVID?
It wasn't too bad. It put me on the couch for about 2 days. Previous times I've had it were much worse. So the virus seems to be weakening each time it goes around.
Hold on. The previous times you've had COVID, it was worse?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When I had COVID about a year ago, I was out for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize this is the second time you've had it. All right. Good to know. I'm glad it was a mild case.
I shake so many hands, I'm bound to catch it. About every variant that comes out, I'm going to get probably.
fair enough. I got COVID. I had double vaccinated and still got COVID. And who knows? It is what it is. At this point, I refuse to live in fear of a strong cold or flu-like symptom situation. All right. Well, you are, you still have an election. We can't count it. Is there a Democrat running for auditor?
No, there's no Democrat, but I do
okay,
have
so
a libertarian
you're done.
Running.
Oh, you've got a libertarian.
Yeah. Now, I just did a little research, April. The last time a libertarian ran for state auditor was 2002 against Beth Chapman, and there was also a Democrat in 2002. I don't remember their name. The libertarian pulled about 5% of the vote. With no Democrat on the ballot this time, I'm expecting the libertarian to do a little better, maybe 10 or 15%. But I don't think it's anything that I need to worry about. Just need to keep an eye on it.
I'm going to encourage you to, just to be on the safe side, go ahead and make another ad featuring Liberty. Just so you can make sure you shore up the vote. As a matter of fact, now that I know there's a Libertarian on the ballot, I'm going to move my vote from strongly Andrew Sorrell to likely Andrew Sorrell, and a video of Liberty will put me back in the strongly Andrew Sorrell case.
Wow, all right, you're putting some pressure on me. Now those funny ads are not easy to think up. It takes a lot of brain power, and actually about 4 to 8 hours of video shooting to get a 30-second TV commercial. So they're not really easy to whip up.
So what you're telling me is that it's a little costly. Here's the alternative. The alternative is you just shoot a video with your cell phone and text it to me. Is this me saying I can be bought off for a vote for the state auditor? It is. Somebody go ahead and turn me in. Cute baby videos every single time. And I'll tell you what, there are worse reasons to vote for a candidate. All kidding aside, what are you doing now that you've gotten out of this crowded primary and you runoff, and now you are looking ahead to the auditor's office?
Jim Ziegler has been so good to begin including me on decisions in the state auditor's office. He's really wanted to provide for a smooth transition, and I just thought that was such a nice thing of him to do. You know, he doesn't have to do that. But he's looping me in on the appointments. Of course, they're all still his appointments, but he's consulting with me. We're discussing them. He's showing me the process of how you put the right people on the board of registrars. He is bringing me in on things like if there's a lease renewal up for office space. He's getting my opinion on that since it's going to affect me when I take over for him in January. I've been working closely, getting to know the staff with Hope Scarborough and Kathy Lynch that work in that office and really keep the thing running. And finally, I spoke at the Board of Registrars Conference in Montgomery about 10 days ago and enjoyed getting to meet a lot of the people that are current auditor appointments. So, been staying very busy, just preparing to take over this role officially in January.
Now, will you get to have all of your own appointees, or do they overlap with the registrars?
So the way it works is all of the 66 appointments that I'll get to do are due September 30th next year, and those offices will take effect on October 1st and then go for 4 years. Once you appoint them, you do not have the power to fire them. The Secretary of State is the only one who can remove a Board of Registrar member, and they have to go before an administrative law judge for that. And there has to be a reason. There has to be cause for somebody to be removed. So, however, you do get to appoint any vacancies. So if somebody resigns midway through the term, then you do get to fill that vacancy. And that's what's happening right now. We've actually had five openings come up just in the state auditor's appointment from June 21st until today. There's been five openings that Jim Ziegler has been bringing me in on, as I said.
Does that include the ones who were asked to turn in their resignation to the Secretary of State because of the debacles in their counties with getting the right ballots to the right people?
So that's correct. That only includes, only one of the five was Etowah County because, you know, again, there's three Etowah County registrars, but only one of them would be appointed by the auditor. And that appointment, all three of those appointments have been filled. The governor appointed someone I knew well. Her name's Sandra Lassiter. So she's like the head registrar. She's been in the office before, so she has experience. The other two don't. So I thought it was really smart of her, the governor, that is, to put Sandra Lassiter back in that position. But to answer your question, yes, and there might be more. We had situations like that in other counties. Again, that's not up to me. That's up to the Secretary of State. We're still trying to research and figure out what happened and if the registrars were to blame in the other counties as well.
Got it. Well, I think that what they need to do is go back and any county where any voters were disenfranchised by being given the incorrect ballot for whatever the race was, those registrars need to be replaced because to me, that's pretty much the basis of doing your job correctly is getting the ballots right.
This is a problem every 10 years after redistricting because the lines all have to be redrawn. And there are some registrars who are still using, you know, paper and a magnifying glass to redraw the lines. We've got to modernize the registrar's offices. They've got to be using GIS systems to where we get it right.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So what is something that I think would be important is if those who are appointing registrars say, in order to get my appointment, you must be willing to use GIS software to work with the county, the officials to modernize this process. And if all three of the appointing authorities did this, then maybe it wouldn't happen overnight, but by the time the next census rolls around, maybe you would have three election officials who all believe in technology.
I agree with what you're saying. Unfortunately, it's not quite that simple because even if the registrars are in some cases willing to transition to the new software, the county commission has to pay for and provide the new software. And if the county commission doesn't pay for it, there is no funding for the registrars except what the county commission provides. So we're kind of strapped. Maybe the legislature needs to consider a bill that would just for one time just pay the fee for every county to go ahead and transfer or something. But there's also a funding component there. So it's not always the registrar's fault. Sometimes they want to upgrade, they want to modernize, and they're just not able to because of their county commission.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We've got a very short break to go to. When we come back, you will hear more Straight Talk with April Marie with our very likely auditor here on the line. Back in just a minute.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
For all those do-it-yourselfers, at Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes, and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes, or fill-ins, front lawn, or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. April Marie Fogle here. State representative and very likely, we won't count our chickens before they hatch because that would be in poor form, especially when you're talking about the auditor's office. Likely auditor Andrew Sorrell on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, April. Always good coming on with you.
So let's shift gears a little bit. You are currently a state representative. There is little rumblings about the timing running out to do a special session on gambling. Have you heard any murmurs of that happening?
The last murmur I heard about a gambling special session was about 3 months ago. Haven't heard a peep out of it since, so I don't really expect it. In fact, I don't really expect any special session before the end of my term, which, of course, I wrap up November the 8th. The new state representatives take office midnight, the night that they win. But just 5 hours after the polls close, they become a state representative if they're not already. So, no, I'm not expecting any special session this fall. Of course, one could always spring up and surprise you, but I haven't heard a word about it.
All right. Are you in talks with legislators to secure the position of auditor, which has continually come under attack year after year for about the entirety of Jim Ziegler's term?
Yes, I am. That's always on the front of my mind. Yeah, you probably remember that a bill to eliminate the state auditor's office passed the state Senate this year with just one no vote. And I'm sad to say it was actually a Democrat who voted no. And then it came down to us in the House. It was on the floor the last day of session. I spent about 6 hours that day whipping votes against that bill. I did manage to defeat both the amendment, a procedural vote, and the final passage of the bill. All three votes went my way that day. So I felt good about that. They were about 17 votes short on being able to pass it. By the way, even if the bill had passed, doesn't mean the auditor's gone. It is a constitutional office. So that bill would have required that voting on whether or not to keep the state auditor would be on the November ballot. I'm thankful the legislature saw fit to just dispose of the bill. So next year, there's a whole lot of freshman legislators coming in. I intend to spend time going around and visiting with each of them one-on-one because I want them to understand the importance of the state auditor and the potential of the state auditor. What could the office do that it's not doing? And I'm going to start getting my vote count together, trying to make sure that I have enough votes to defeat any effort to eliminate our state auditor's office.
Well, and I applaud you for that. I think voters have made it clear. They made it abundantly clear with the education amendment. We don't like having our voting rights stripped of us and the auditor's position. Now, there's an auditor. Is it Mississippi or Louisiana that Ziegler cites frequently for their auditor actually having a position with teeth to it?
I'm not familiar with the Louisiana state auditor. I am familiar with the Mississippi state auditor, and his name is Shad White. And that's likely who Ziegler is referencing, because that's who I reference a lot. Because I think a lot of the fella, he does a fantastic job over there. He has actual arrest powers. He has sworn investigators. He has 150 employee staff, and they're routinely arresting people that they catch embezzling money. And that's why when you tell that story, I don't have individuals come up to me and say, oh, yeah, we should get rid of the auditor's office. Without exception, everybody on the campaign trail was always saying, why don't we do our auditor's office more like Mississippi? And I think that's what makes more sense. And I encourage those people, reach out to your legislator and tell them that. I mean, that's what the legislators need to be hearing.
Right. Well, and I think that that would be the easier and better thing to do. I say easier, not that anything's easy when it comes to, but the better thing to do, I guess is the right thing to say here. The better thing to do with this position is to empower you to do more. Jim Ziegler at one point launched a campaign for people to tell him about waste, fraud, and abuse. But even when he got the reports, he could only refer it to the appropriate offices because it wasn't within the purview. He just did that as something he personally was working on. But there's no reason that couldn't be a part of your office to work with the appropriate other offices.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I do want to go sit down with Attorney General Steve Marshall and ask him if he will prosecute some of these theft of property cases that have not been prosecuted in the past. I think that's really important. And, you know, I was having lunch with a friend of mine there at Sweet Creek Market, Reed Ingram, Representative Ingram, and a couple months ago. And he said, you know, Andrew, if you win this auditor's office, he said, there are some things happening in state government that basically people are doing favors for their friends and it's costing the taxpayers money. Is this something you could look into in your auditor? And I said, Reed, no, not really. Like, that's not a defined power. But that's exactly what our auditors should be doing. And
absolutely,
those are the kind of messages we need to get to all the legislators and say, think of all the things the auditor could do. Let's put it down on paper and let's see if we can pass a bill.
Let's, you know, why not? So we have the Contract Review Committee. And for those who aren't familiar with the Contract Review Committee, it's essentially teethless and ridiculous committee that it worst case scenario, let's say Sky Mosley has a contract with one agency and then he's in line to get another contract with another agency, but he's not necessarily been doing the great work that he needs to be doing with the first agency. The legislature, somebody brings this up to the legislator's attention at the Contract Review Committee. The worst they can do is delay the contract. They can't stop it. There's nobody with actual, you know, with teeth to do that there. I think we should maybe consider putting the auditor on the Contract Review Committee and giving them audit authority before we continue to give out millions and millions of dollars worth of contracts to these state agencies, and also see if they're necessary. One, I had a whistleblower call in about PR contracts and the same five firms in the state getting contract after contract after contract, where some of these duties could just be brought in-house for one salaried position and save tons of money. And that's the kind of thing, again, we know that the revenue department's not handling this, or the financial, what is it, the other office?
The finance department?
There it is. Yeah, the one who does the audits,
the examiners.
There you go. The examiners don't have time for this. They're busy trying to keep up with they're very far behind on the records to start with. But why not let the auditor look at some of these contracts, empower them to find avenues for the state to save money?
I love your point. That's a really good point. And remember too, the examiners of public accounts are just looking for money that has been embezzled or stolen or whatever from the taxpayer. So that's not even the kind of audit. I mean, that kind of audit is very good. We need that kind of audit. But we need a further layer. How about an audit saying, but is this the best use of the money? Just because the money went where it was supposed to doesn't mean that it was a wise decision to spend it there. Well, I think we need the state auditor to be able to look through every penny that the state government is spending and saying, is this the best use of taxpayer money? I think that would really be something we could add that would make our auditor's office unique in America. And it would save the taxpayers a lot of money.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. Tell our listeners where they can find out more about you if they want to check you out and what you're doing these days and get in touch with you.
There's two good places to do that. My website is andrewsorrell.com. That's S-O-R-R-E-L-L. And then my campaign Facebook page is Andrew Sorrell for State Auditor. And yes, as you noted, I do still have a campaign to run this fall, even though I just have a Libertarian opponent, but we don't want to take anything for granted. So appreciate everyone's support and vote in November.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. That was State Representative Andrew Sorrell. Very, very likely, I'd say most certainly, going to be our next auditor. I appreciate him taking the time to call in. We will be right back after this break for our final half hour of Straight Talk with April Marie.
Hey. Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
You and me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. Tattered and torn.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center and the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years, and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
As we start this brand new week, the trend this week will be for better than normal rain chances each day. Today and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and you know the way this works, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns will get some locally heavy downpours. Watch out for the lightning. High temperatures down a bit, 90 to 92 each day, right on through Thursday at least, with still a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss storms each day. Radar will be quite active. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes, I do. I'm not even going to venture a guess.
I'm getting a play-in jingle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Deluxe, professionally made
play-in jingle.
Who's going to do the recording?
There is a guy named John Bird out of Birmingham, and he has done a number of jingles for some of the radio personalities around the state, and he has offered to make me a play-in song, and so that's what we're getting. I know you're excited
about
that.
Wow, fancy stuff.
I know. It's pretty exciting. The audio, the voiceover is my friend Skip, who does professional voiceovers. He was actually in a Marvel superhero movie recently.
Bro.
Maybe it wasn't Marvel. Maybe it was DC Comics. I think it was DC Comics. Okay. Which I think to the fans, it's like blasphemous to mix up the two. But at any rate, and so I feel pretty good about catching him. And so now we're going to get a play-in song.
Wow.
So hold tight for that.
Move it on up. April Moret.
The creative process has started for that one.
Awesome.
All right. Before we get to the phone lines, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Not that anybody could forget about Reed Ingram, but I kind of love it that Andrew Sorrell mentioned him. Whether you are looking for an afternoon pick-me-up, they've got their coffee shop, The Roost, over there. Or maybe you want some something for dinner to go. You can stop and get something, half chicken, some St. Louis-style ribs, salads. Of course, all the desserts you can think of. They've got their cake section over there with incredible cakes, the wedding cake being my favorite, of course. They've got all sorts of fresh vegetables and fruits. I'm looking at today, they've got Blue Ribbon Dairy Milk in the fridge over there. And so go get your locally made Blue Ribbon Dairy Milk. So many different things. Peaches, yum. So stop by Dino Eggs, which is an apricot and a plum mixed.
Wow.
And so
Dino
Eggs.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell Reed and Karen Ingram that we sent you. And when you call, don't forget to ask to get in on the drawing. And I would just like to point out that Sam sent me a song about the butt biting fish.
I knew somebody was gonna run with that.
It didn't come from Master Thespian. Sam
yet
wrote me a song about shiny like your hiney are.
Oh, that's got hit written all over it.
I have no words to what just happened here. For those who missed the first 15 minutes of the show and have no idea what I'm talking about, I took the kids camping this weekend, and among the adventures of our camping, we were skiing, and the lightning strike was 4 miles away, so they stopped the ski line. So I was just laying there floating on my back, and I was apparently there too long and moving too slowly, and a fish came up and bit me right on my backside.
He must have mistook you for something else, April.
Oh, We will not go into all the comments that have said about the fish biting on my backside.
Yes.
Okay, now to more serious conversation. Red Top has something to say, and hopefully is in a place where we can hear him.
Let's find out.
Hi, Red Top.
Good afternoon. And don't forget to take your kids to DeSoto Caverns. That's real close to Cheyenne State Park. And it's got an unbelievable kids ride and adventure center right next to it. And they have a bumper car lot. And the most fun part is they have toilets. They have toilets as part of the bumper car. And these toilets are so fast and they can turn so quick, nobody can keep up. I was king on the bumper car.
There it is. All right.
You got to see it. Your kids and your son will just love it.
I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do that.
And the DeSoto Caverns is fascinating. It's incredible.
Let's
get on with what's going on. What the hell is going on with the Republicans and Tommy Tuberville in bed with Big Pharma? One of their main things was, no, we can't control prescription drug prices. They claim because they aren't able to develop new drugs. Now, I'm sorry. How stupid do we have to be to believe any of that?
So what you're talking about is there was a proposal by Georgia U.S. Senator Warnock to cap the cost of insulin under private insurance plan, and it was voted, 43 Republicans voted against it.
So the Republicans are really for the common man, aren't they?
I think
the excuse, April Marie?
There were several reasons, but I'll have to go back and look at their statements on why they voted against it, because I honestly do not know. I have not read about it. I just pulled it up as we were, as you mentioned it. So I will have more answers on that vote.
Okay. Now, let me tell you one more important fact. One reason why we have no more companies or individuals getting in trouble for opioids. When's the last time you heard of somebody being convicted or arrested for opioid distribution?
Oh, goodness. I haven't heard anybody arrested for that in a while.
Okay. We can thank the Republicans for that, too. Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Kentucky, engineered a bill to where they could change their investigation parameters. It used to say they can investigate any drug company who's distributing any product that causes an impending danger. Impending is the key word, correct?
One would think, yes.
Okay. Marsha Blackburn got in there, Republican from Kentucky, changed the wording to immediate.
I'll have to look at this, Red Top. All right. Well, I'll look into this. I'm not going to let you finish because, Red Top, I'm getting messages saying, April Marie, you're doing exactly what you said you weren't going to do, which is let Red Top hijack your conversation about whatever it is he wants to discuss, and I'll be darned if I didn't. I see his little name flashing up there, Sky, and I walk right into it every time. Roll Tide, go Trump. Red Top's done for the day. Red Top can call about what we're discussing, and he can have a minute or two, but Red Top doesn't get his own segment on every show. This is the distinction. When callers call in, you call in to contribute to the guest or to the program, to what we're discussing. Give us your thoughts on what you've heard. Don't call to talk about the one thing you want to talk about that we haven't addressed yet. Don't call and act like you're the guest. And that's the key, is what we've turned into is a handful of callers calling in as if they're guest callers every day. And then they're on for a whole segment. And that's preachy April Marie with my finger a wagon over here. So not going to happen today. Red Top, much appreciate you, but no, sir. I will look into that because I did see that amendment and that it did not ascend. The parliamentarian, by the way, said that it did not, it was not germane to the bill and would violate the Byrd rule. The Byrd rule. And so I didn't look into it because every time I see attacks against Republicans, they want to kill old people. They want to kill diabetics. They want to. I just roll my eyes. Sad news coming out of the entertainment industry. Olivia Newton-John, who has passed away.
It's just breaking now. Yes.
She was 73 years old, and my timeline is being filled of images of Olivia Newton-John. Of course, I best remember her for Grease.
Of course.
Which, the most un-PC movie of all time, once you look at it through the lens of today, which, by the way, I'm not going to, but the songs are all terrible. The plot line of the announcer and the high school student, the beauty school dropout thing. It is a true beautiful disaster, that movie. But who didn't fall in love with Olivia Newton-John in it?
Yeah, it worked.
Totally worked. And so she lost her battle with metastatic breast cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
That is incredibly sad news for those of us who grew up on that movie. All right, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to Steve before we round out today's program. Back in just a moment.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One out, April Marie.
Hey, look, my voice came back.
I noticed that.
And by my voice came back, I actually mean I don't have a singing voice, but
it's your same old voice that came back, unfortunately.
It is back, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I do things in the 2 o'clock hour that I'd never do in the first 2 hours because I know that they're going to air again in the evening and I'd be embarrassed of myself.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I thought it sounded pretty good, actually. You were fairly in tune there.
Steve is on the line about the state auditor. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, April Marie.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. I think you need to get Red Top to hold his hand out and get your old ruler out and pop him on the hand one time there and get the message across.
He probably liked that.
He went to a Catholic school, remember?
Oh, yeah. He brought up on a hardcore discipline. It wouldn't affect him in the least. Speaking of the state auditor, why couldn't the state auditor's position be assumed by the Attorney General's office? Number one, they have subpoena power. Number two, they have arrest power.
The legislature, first off, the legislature has been picking a fight with the auditor's office since Jim Ziegler was put in the position. But I remember it, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I moderated a debate for candidates the first year Jim Ziegler got the office of auditor. And I asked him and his then opponent at the time, which I believe was Dale Peterson, if memory serves me. I said, what is the auditor and what is the auditor's job and do we need one? And the way the guy running against Ziegler answered it was, the auditor basically does nothing and no, we don't need one. And then everybody in the room cracked up and then Ziegler countered with saying, well, if it does nothing and we don't need one, you'd be a great pick. And I had that on video and it was one of my first memories of Jim Ziegler. Because quite honestly, the auditor at this point, the only thing they do is they walk into offices. And if it is something you can tangibly pick up, an iPad, a computer, a desk, something of value, cars and a vehicle, I guess vehicles as well. If it's, they count them to make sure that they're still there.
Yeah, they're bank counters.
They're worse than bean counters because it's like I'm taking an inventory of my office. And they send an auditor to do it and to work with the staff on getting it done. And then and then they don't do anything with the results. So your office is missing 5 laptops. Meh. Well, now we know.
Exactly. They're a toothless tiger.
So I don't know about giving the duties to the Attorney General's office. I like the idea of empowering them to have one more watchdog for the state, and especially when it comes to waste, fraud, and abuse, because you can never have too many of those.
Well, you're right. But the point of my call is that this is just another example of when the legislature or someone else attempts to decrease the size of government by taking that position away and saying that could be over the AG's office. They've got a lot more resources, arrest and subpoena power and investigators already. But no, my position is essential. I'm critical. I am an integral part of this huge thing we call government. And that's what happens, Marie. Anytime someone tries to decrease the size of government, they're going to meet resistance.
Yep, absolutely. Just about every time. All right. Thank you. Thank you, darling. All right. I had so many clips I didn't get to today, Sky.
Yeah, it's better to have too many than and not need them, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
God.
That's all right.
I had a whole conversation I'm going to have, let's see, what's going on over here. Gene, our Sweet Creek winner is on the line. Gene, congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go, Gene. You're a big winner.
$60 for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Congratulations. We will, the drill. Once you go out there and get yourself some goodies, you got to call us and let us know what you got.
Oh, I will. I've been going down there ever since Reed opened up down there.
Well,
he knows what he wants. Okay.
Love to hear it. Did you get his information already, Sky, or do you need
to
get him on?
I did. We got Gene covered, and I will send this on to Reed and Karen, and Gene can pick up his $60 worth of Sweet Creek anytime after about 3:15. How's that sound?
There you go.
How's that for service?
That is.
Love it. All right.
Congratulations, Gina.
And congratulations, Gina. I'm excited for you. And for those of you who haven't won lately or have never won, don't forget to ask to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing when you call. It's easy peasy. You say, put me in on Sweet Creek. You give us the month and the day, and there you have it. That's
all
you
set.
Need to do.
That's it.
All set.
Ask
all
Gene.
Right.
He'll tell you.
Ask. There
yeah,
you
I
go.
Was down there talking to Reed one day, and I told him, I said, you know, as a valued customer, you ought to give us something for free every now and then.
Well, there you go.
He handed me a straw for my drink.
He's a funny guy. All right, Gene, we appreciate you, man. I'll have that ready for you in 15, 20 minutes. Thanks, Gene.
All right. I love that. That's really funny.
Excellent.
Speaking of which, I want to remind you again, the one-year anniversary at Blue Water Broadcasting, the 1 year as the host of Straight Talk with April Murray, was August 2nd. Our party to celebrate is Tuesday, August 23rd. And I want to meet you. I want to have the opportunity to put faces with names and voices. And so come on out, 6 p.m. There will be food for and I'll have to get a number of that. But there will be Boston Butts, there will be sides, there will be celebration, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I still pinch myself every now and again, to use Lindy Blanchard's phrase. I still pinch myself every now and again at the idea that I get to come in and do this every single day.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Let's go to Rob Zilla before we hit our final topic.
Rob Zilla, you're up.
Hey. First of all, Sweet Creek 1014. I wanted to mention the reason you're not seeing opiate bust is because every doctor is afraid to prescribe opiates. And you now have all this fentanyl and smuggled heroin and things like that to fill the opiate need or demand. So
good
it's
point.
All just taken to the black market.
Good point.
Yep. That is very, and then, of course, you get the opioids that you get on the black market. A whole lot of them have been laced with fentanyl, and so deaths and are laced with other things, and deaths and addiction is way up. So.
Okay. Well, thanks. Good show. I'll talk to you all later.
Thanks, Rob Zilly. All right. The Jimmy O'Neill Spencer, who is the man who was let out of prison, released early before, and then killed three people, is up for a parole hearing on Tuesday.
Well, that'll be good.
While we were on air, Governor Ivey sent a letter saying, no way, Jose. Actually, she did not put that in the letter, but she did put that in a campaign ad. Anyway, she sent a letter saying, no. I don't feel like they needed to hear that. But just in case, no. And so it's a good reminder that once they've served a certain amount of time, they get a hearing, even if...
It's an automatic parole.
Yes. Hearing. Now, what's going to be really, really freaking entertaining are those social justice warriors who are like, they didn't grant him parole.
Yeah, they'll always be that, the few.
I can't
believe too many people are concerned about this person.
The Beth Shelbournes of the world. Like, what the crap is happening here?
What in the world are they thinking?
All right. We have so many topics that we didn't get to today. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the city of Vincent, Alabama, that disbanded their police department over a racist text message. We will discuss several accidental shootings that happened, including a 12-year-old who unintentionally shot and killed their mother.
Lord.
And we've got more happenings in Washington, D.C. And then the FAA is considering a rule to change the mandatory size of airplane seats. And so to better accommodate the obese Americans. And okay. So we will, all those and more tomorrow on Straight Talk with April Marie. Until then, you guys stay tuned for Greg Budell and the lovely Rosie, and stay out of trouble. See you tomorrow.